not the right, but had a reason to quit, it would have been Brother Mitch Falk. But through all they've been through, they've stood faithful.
Amen. That's right. Hallelujah. Praise God.
And that means a lot to a preacher whose men and women both go out into the ministry and they're still out there, regardless. I don't know that anybody could understand that in the way that I'm talking about unless you have been called to preach the gospel. I love it. I wouldn't trade it for anything. I'm glad that God called me and Miss Audie into it. I mentioned it earlier to you that we have no regrets. We love being in the ministry. But if Satan's going to attack anybody, he's going to attack the preacher's family. Right. He's going to attack the preacher and his wife. He's going to attack their spirit. And for them to be where they are today, that's commendable, folks.
Amen. Yep.
And I'm glad you love your preacher. I believe I could sense that just in the testimonies I heard. Yeah. But I sense something else. You love the Lord more.
Amen. Amen.
And that's what I want to do. It's what Miss Audie wants to do.
Amen. Yeah.
And so I'm proud of you, church. I, you know, not around all the time. We're on the road going and doing, etc. And I did tell the preacher, y'all make sure I'm on your mailing list. He's going to make sure that's right. I haven't been getting all the letters, or if I have, Miss Otis been hogging them and reading them, and I hadn't seen them. But I want to know what's going on. I want to know how you're being blessed and see what God's doing. And God's got some great plans in store for Amazing Grace Baptist Church.
Amen.
You're experiencing that them now. You're going to see them later. But hang on, man. I had a purpose for saying what it said there. The devil knows you got something going on too.
Right. Oh, yeah.
And we've said several things today, but I want to leave you with a challenge, a charge, if you will, for the church to continue on. So, if you will, 2 Timothy chapter number 1. 2 Timothy chapter number 1. Would you stand one last time with us today as we honor the reading of the Word of God? I love, as I told you, 1st, 2nd Timothy, two of my favorite books in the Bible. Of course, they all are, but I want to read to you about a young preacher and an old preacher. I want to read to you out of chapter 1, verse number 1, Paul, an apostle. Y'all just have to wait a minute. I got to get this. My eyes are bad anyways. I had surgery on the right one and hadn't got right, so I got to get all that extra tears out of there. I would blow my nose, but that's not couth. Well, I know that wasn't hiding me. No, I'm just kidding. Anyways, 2 Timothy, I get it right. 2 Timothy chapter 1, Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ, by the will of God, according to the promise of life which is in Christ Jesus, to Timothy, my dearly beloved son, grace, mercy, and peace from God the Father and Christ Jesus our Lord. You know, the apostle Paul knew how to introduce a letter.
Amen.
Look at verse 3. I thank God, whom I serve, from my forefathers with pure conscience, that without ceasing I have remembrance of thee in my prayers night and day.
Amen.
Verse 4, greatly desiring to see thee, being mindful of thy tears, that they may be filled with joy. Now stop right there. Something's going on in Timothy's life.
Yep.
To be mindful, listen to what it said, to be mindful, and this is important that you see this, to be mindful of thy tears, listen now, that may be filled with joy. Paul's trying his best to get him back on track. What it was, we do not know. We have no idea. But he's in the ministry.
Yeah.
And people in the ministry are not always kind like you've been today and worked so hard. And so there's something going on here. It may be because they're pushing the fact that Christianity still didn't understand it all at that time. They still don't understand it all today. But watch this. When I call to remembrance the unfeigned faith that is in thee, which dwelt first in thy grandmother Lois and thy mother Eunice, and I am persuaded that in thee also. Wherefore, put thee in remembrance that thou stir up the gift of God which is in thee. Everybody in here has got a gift of God.
Amen.
But it's not talking about that. It's talking about that Holy Ghost of God.
Amen.
Stirring up the gift of God in thee. Now watch now, which is in thee by the putting on of my hands. Now what? For God hath not given us the spirit of fear. You heard this from somebody's testimony earlier.
Yep.
God hath not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. Turn to 2 Timothy chapter 4. 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse number 1. I charge thee therefore before God and the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall judge the quick and the dead are disappearing in his kingdom, preach the word.
Amen.
Preach the word.
Yep.
Your preacher's good at that. You continue to be good at backing him up with it, all right?
Amen.
Preach the word. Be instant in season, out of season, reprove, rebuke, exhort with all longsuffering and doctrine. For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but after their own selves, or their own lust, shall they heap to themselves teachers having itching ear. We're living in that day, folks.
Yes,
and they shall turn away their ears from the truth, shall be turned unto fables. But watch thou in all things, endure affliction, do the work of evangelists, make full proof of thy ministry, for I am now ready to be offered, and the time of my departure is at hand. Paul said, I fought a good fight.
Amen.
I finished my course.
Amen.
I have kept the faith.
Amen.
Father in heaven, help me as we close out this great day. Lord, I am so blessed to have been a part of it today, just to see the spirit of the people here, to see the crowd you sent their way. Lord, it doesn't always seem to be what we hope for, but I believe it's what you wanted today.
Amen.
And I believe those that were here heard what they needed to hear. And Lord, I believe you're going to do a work in a lot of their lives. I believe some of them are going to be back at this church. They were treated well. They were welcomed. I believe they felt that. And Lord, they heard the word of God, because that's all I know. And so, Lord, do something in their lives, even those that are not here now, Lord, and bring them back right here to help them get saved or help them get right,
yeah,
whatever it may be, so that they may grow in the grace and knowledge of the Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, in whose name we pray. Amen and amen. You may be seated. I told the preacher I preached a message on putting one foot in front of the other. And you know what, church? That's what you need to continue to do.
Yeah, right.
Keep putting one foot in front of the other, doing exactly what you've been doing, maybe a little more fervently, maybe a little more faithfully.
Yes, sir.
Okay? But just keep doing what you're doing.
Amen.
Follow leadership. Timothy followed leadership.
Amen.
Timothy followed the Apostle Paul, I mean right down to the letter.
Yeah.
Everything he said. If you read both these letters, you'll figure that out real quick.
Yes, sir.
That he was listening to one of the greatest men that God has ever given to the
Amen.
Christian people,
yeah,
and that was the Apostle Paul. And we all know what he was before he got saved. Amen?
Amen.
No good, but then all of us were that way.
That's right.
Yep. I want to leave you with this challenge. I said we would use scriptures over and over again. I want you to go to Romans chapter 8. Romans chapter 8, and I want us to read some scripture, and I've got a brief outline I'll give you. I know you don't believe that, but I do. All right, Romans chapter 8, powerful, powerful chapter. We quoted a couple things from it, verse 31, of course. What shall we say then to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? But let me read the rest of this chapter at the bottom, verse 35. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation or distress or persecution or famine or nakedness or peril or sword? As is written, for thy sake we are all killed, or we are killed all the day long. We are accounted as sheep for the slaughter. Nay, now in Texas language, that's no. In all these things, we are more than conquerors.
Amen.
Does everybody see that?
Yep.
No matter if it's in your personal life, if it's in your ministry life, it's in your work, wherever it is, as a child of God, listen to me now, we're more than conquerors.
Yeah.
We're conquerors because we're children of God, but more than conquerors because Jesus Christ came, died, buried, and rose again to give us that power.
Yep.
Now notice what else it says. For I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principality, nor power, nor thing present, nor things to come. In other words, he's outlining life here, ladies and gentlemen.
Yep.
Hear me well, without being able to break this down, we don't have the time. He is outlining your life and my life. Your life comes with complications.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Your life comes, just like we talked about, with things like Caleb went through.
Yeah.
Opposition.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Grasshoppers, if you will. Other things. But watch now. Let me read that one more time. For I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principality, nor power, nor things present, that means right now, or things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus. How powerful is that?
Amen.
To know that God's for us, and if God's for us, who can be against us?
Yeah.
And then gives us that great end of the chapter hope, if you will, to live each and every day to the fullest, knowing that God has given us victory over all of it. It's a matter of whether we live in that victory, claim that victory, I should say, then live in that victory that God has given us. When I thought about that, I thought about Paul's life. I thought about so many men, and without going into all of this I have here, I want to break it down, and I want to carry you back to the book of Isaiah. Would you go back to the book of Isaiah with me? Yeah, I know you know a lot about Isaiah. I won't try. If I get into it, I won't get out of trying to explain it, but it's a Bible within the Bible.
Yep.
But Isaiah chapter 41. You were there this morning with me for just a brief time, and we'll not try not to be any longer than brief time, but we want to go over something here with you and help you. It'll help you in putting one foot in front of the other, help you in doing what you've been doing, and help you to do it with more strength maybe than you have before, or at least a reminder of the strength that you have in God. All right? Watch it, verse 10. Isaiah 41, verse 10. Fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed. Didn't hit 100 today, did you?
No.
Don't worry about it.
Amen.
Continue to be faithful. Fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee.
That's right.
Look at the emphasis here.
Amen.
I will strengthen thee. Yea, I will help thee. Yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness.
Amen.
Is that not powerful?
Amen.
And then, of course, the one we read earlier, and used the lady sitting on the front row this morning, she probably got a broken hand by now. But I love verse 13 that goes with it. For I, the Lord, thy God. And by the way, you can see the words in here, my God, thy God, that God, and my God again. For I, the Lord, thy God, will hold thy right hand, saying unto thee, fear not, I will help thee.
Amen.
Years ago, you may have heard this, but again, I am 68 year old. Real quick, I can say things twice or three times if I want to.
Amen.
Years ago, while my wife and I, well, we weren't in Bible college then when we were out there at Curtis Place there, were we? Davion Village? Not at that time, or were we? We were, weren't we? Yeah. I had that Volkswagen. I remember that. Well, our youngest son, Sean, who I thought had lost his brains along the way, got out, walked across the street. 4 years old. He didn't just walk across the street. He walked out of the villages there, went over on Beltline Road in Grand Prairie, crossed over Beltline Road at getting off work time, walked into the little supermarket there, the little convenience store, and stole M&Ms. 4 years old. I knew something was wrong with that kid when he was 4 years old. But he got back, and we're looking for him everywhere. She's looking for him. How he got, I accused her of everything. Bad mother, whatever. But he got out, got over, and finally got back. Where'd y'all find him at, dear?
He was coming down the road at the house.
Coming down the road eating his M&Ms. Now, I don't know about you, but I wanted to beat him half to death. That's what I wanted to do. Miss Audie did. I didn't do it. That's why he likes her more than he likes me. What he did is he didn't have anybody holding him by the hand. And listen to me, yet God got him across that busy highway.
That's right, brother.
And he said, well, who walked him across? Nobody in the physical form.
That's right.
Did an angel? I don't know, but he got across without getting hit.
Yeah. Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
Do you realize we're going to come across things in life from this day forward?
Yes, sir.
Your personal life, your church life, your family life, your work life, your financial life, your health life. You're going to come across things that are going to be very difficult sometime to understand, to comprehend,
right,
to accept. And yet my God said,
amen,
I will strengthen thee.
Amen. That's right.
I will help thee.
Yes, sir.
And I will uphold thee with the right hand of my right. In other words, take my hand, God says.
Uh-huh. Absolutely.
Don't try to keep holding out. Huh?
No.
Just hold on.
Amen. Yes, sir.
Amen.
If you don't get anything else, get that. Just hold on.
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah. Hold on. I broke this down. It's nothing new. I'm sure preachers have had something along this line for years. But let me give you this out of that little verse there in verse 10. It says, fear thou not, for I am with thee. Write this down somewhere. Our God is always present.
Amen.
He's always present. When you're going through the bad time, when you're on top of the world, if you will, spiritually speaking, Our God is always, I am with thee. I will never leave thee nor what?
Forsake
thee. He's always there. In the good time, the bad time, up and down. He's always there. Our God is always present in our life.
Praise the Lord.
Here's a second thought. Our God is always personal.
Yes, sir.
He's always personal. Be not dismayed, for I am what? Thy God.
Amen.
In other words, I'm your God. I'm your God. I'm your God. I'm your God. I'm your. He is God to everybody.
Yes,
by the way, he's God to the lost.
Yes,
they just don't know him.
Yeah.
But you and I who know him through his son Jesus Christ, hear me now. He said, I am present, always present. Fear thou not, for I am with thee, and I love it. Be not dismayed, for I am, amen, the great I am, if you will. Amen. When he told Moses to say that I am sent thee, I am, hear me now, thy God, always.
Amen.
Well, I don't know about you, but that does something to me just standing here to think that that God is there for me,
yep.
Always present in my life.
Yeah.
Hello.
Yeah.
He may not always be happy with me.
Right. Yeah.
He may not always be happy with you.
Yeah.
Hey, when we fear, he's not really happy unless we're fearing him.
Right.
Yeah.
That's what 1 Timothy 1:7 meant. And the other thing is that if we fear, we're probably not going to be faithful.
Yes.
So when we begin to fear things, we probably know we're on the right track. We need to cry out unto God, and the faithful God, if we need faith, the faithful God will deliver. Because he said, fear thou not, because I'm going to be with thee. In every work I've called you to do, and everything that's coming before you in the future, I am with thee. And I am present. I am there. Not only with you, I'm in you.
Amen.
I'm in you. I am there. I am thy God. I'm not going to be your God. Not only when the times are rough, the times are good. I'm your God all the time, 24 hours a day.
Yeah.
Then notice one of my favorite in this whole section here is coming up. Whoa, watch this. This is good. Fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will, what's that next word? Strengthen thee. Take your Bible. Hold right there. We'll be right back. Just go over to Joshua real quick. I don't think I read it this morning. I was going to. Just run out of time. And go to Joshua chapter number 1. And I love it. Joshua chapter 1, verse number 1. Now after the death of Moses, servant of the Lord, it came to pass, the Lord spake unto Joshua, the son of Nun, Moses' minister. I like the fact that God put in there by the Holy Ghost of God, Moses' minister.
Amen.
That's somebody helping, if you will.
Amen.
Verse 2, Moses, my servant, is dead. It's almost like God said, you know what? His time came, his time's gone. He's gone, he's dead.
Yep.
Now watch. Now therefore, arise. Arise. I don't know if you've been a part of all this or not, but arise.
Amen. Amen.
Yes, sir.
Be a part of it. Be a part of it prayerfully. Be a part of it personally.
Yeah, come on.
Amen. Be a part of it productively.
Yeah.
That's called soul winning.
Yes, sir.
Be a part of it.
Yeah.
And then notice it also says here, my servant is dead, now therefore arise, go over this Jordan, thou and all this people, unto the land which I have given thee to them, even to the children of Israel. Now watch, every place that the sole of your foot, my eyes acting up, hang on, every place that the sole of your foot shall tread upon, that have I given unto you. Does everybody understand that? I've already given it. Kind of like the land for Joshua and Caleb and the other 10 spies. Remember that? Watch this, though. I love it. Look down at verse number 6, or verse number 5 and 6. There shall not any man be able to stand before thee all the days of life. As I was with Moses, look at it now, so I will be with thee. I will not fail thee nor forsake thee. Is that not good? Verse 7, only be thou strong and very courageous, that thou mayest observe to do according to all the law which Moses my servant commanded thee. Turn not from it to the right hand nor to the left, that thou mayest prosper whithersoever thou goest. I'm telling you, our God is present, our God is personal, and our God, number 3, our God is powerful.
Amen.
He's all powerful, ladies and gentlemen. Look if you will, I will strengthen thee. That's where we were.
Yeah.
He's powerful. He's able to strengthen us physically. And by the way, when he don't, maybe it's just because our bodies are getting a little older.
Yeah.
I got more evidence right now than you can't even imagine. Things are happening to me. Yeah. Yeah. These folk will get old later on, my brother. They'll figure it out in a hurry. They'll figure it out. They'll figure out the old knees don't work like they used to. They'll figure out your eyes mess up on you. Ears, I've got some fake ears on here. Y'all see them? And I mean, I go to bed and I got to put my teeth in one jar and my ears over here in another jar. And that's not funny. What do you have to, I'm literally, do you not see them hearing age? I won't see my knee. No, I won't do that. I told you about that evangelist preaching there in Weatherford. I know I had to tell that. He's up preaching on top of the platform, and he goes about 8 steps up, way up here, you know. He just preaching eloquently or elephantly or whatever. He preaching along there, and all of a sudden he got over here and reached out to say something. When he did, his teeth fell out. And as I lived and breathed, I was there. They bounced on each step. Hear what that evangelist did. He climbed down all those steps, being careful, reached down, picked them up. He said, if that didn't bother you, it didn't bother me. Put them back in. Kept on preaching. I got enough glue in mine. I don't have to worry about that. Amen. Aren't you glad God's all powerful?
Amen.
Powerful enough to save your soul?
Yes, sir.
Powerful enough powerful enough to put the Holy Ghost of God in you?
Yes, sir.
Powerful enough to write a book we can count on?
Yes, sir.
Powerful enough to come and get us when it's time?
Yes, sir.
Either by death or by rapture?
Amen.
I hope it's a rapture.
Amen.
I'd like to be a part of the rapture. I don't mind going early, but I'd like to be a part of the rapture. You know my old saying, I'd like to be a part of the rapture so I can wave at some of you while I'm going up. Because there's going to be some of them left in church, I promise you. So our God is present. Our God is personal. All present, all personal, all powerful. Number 4, I believe it is. Our God is practical. What do you mean, preacher? I love it when he gets down to our level.
Yeah.
Yeah. And he says, I'll help you.
Yeah.
Look at it. Look at it. Go back to our text there. Look at it. Verse 10. Fear thou not, for I am with thee. Not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee. Yea, I will help thee.
Yeah.
That's kind of like saying, you know, preacher, I'll be over to help you. That's the personality of God. That's the person of God. I said he was personal and powerful, but he's practical. He said, I will help thee. There's not anything you and I, hear me now, anything you and I are going to ever attempt out of this Bible that he hadn't helped literally hundreds and thousands more before he helped you and me. He's not going to stop now.
Amen.
He's not going to stop.
Amen.
But you can refuse his help.
That's right.
I don't know about you, I need all the help I can get, especially getting older, to be able to see, focus.
Amen.
Amen. I just don't want to give up until he says it's time.
Amen.
And I really, for my sake, for Miss Audie's sake, I'm hoping he just takes me home to glory. They can hang that faith sign on my grave, and I'll just go on and be happy with God. And by the way, he'll help me even when I get there.
Amen.
Amen. Help me get into my mansion.
Amen.
See, I'm one of those that believes in mansions.
Amen.
I ain't worried about all these people down here today. I'm getting one when I get to heaven.
Yep.
Now, I don't know. It depends on my work and faith down here about how it's going to be furnished or not. I may get in there and find out I got a cot and an end table.
Amen, brother.
It's all right. I can sleep on a cot and end table in heaven. Amen. Y'all don't believe in heaven, do you?
Well, come on.
And then may I say this to you, church, as you go forward. Our God is permanent.
Yep.
Yes, he is.
Amen.
He said, yea, I will uphold thee. I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. Hold there. Go to Galatians 2:20 real quick. I can quote it, but I want you to see it if you don't know it. I want you to underline it, mark it, whatever.
Amen.
Because this will help you putting one foot in front of the other. And God allows it. God provides that, as we just talked about. Galatians chapter 2, verse 20. Notice with me. I am crucified with Christ, nevertheless I live. Yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, that means right now, folk, I live by the, what's that next word?
Faith.
Of the who?
Of
the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. Do you realize that I don't have to put one foot in front of the other without him?
Amen.
My salvation is permanent.
Yep. Yes, sir.
Well, guess what? Him abiding in me is permanent.
Yeah, that's right. Hallelujah.
The Holy Ghost is permanent. Holy Ghost is in us forever.
That's right.
Forever.
Amen.
Now, we can, there's a lot of messages. You can quench the Spirit of God. You can quench the person of God, if you will. But I don't think that'd be wise for any of us in any way or any reason. But our God is a permanent God that does things permanently. And He's placed... Listen, I believe God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Ghost, all three are what?
Amen.
They're one. And guess where that one is, supposedly?
Right here.
Isn't that wonderful?
Amen.
So in other words, all you've been through up to this point, just reminding you of all the things you're going to go up to the next big event or whatever, God's with you.
Amen.
Just as He has been. Boy, I looked at this, and preacher, you've been through it before. There's the I ams of companionship here. I am with thee. I am thy God.
Amen.
There's what they call the I wills of compassion. I will strengthen thee. I will help thee. Yea, I will uphold thee.
Yep.
And you know, when we read originally starting out that in 2 Timothy 1 verse 7, I want you to understand the love that God's talking about. The love of God is one thing that casts out fear.
Yes, sir.
When you love God with all your heart, soul, and mind and strength, Matthew and Luke talked about. Hear me now. When you love God with all your heart, I promise you, God is going to perform great things.
Amen.
Through your life and through your church. And the next time around, when you have one meeting like this, the hundred's going to be here.
Amen.
Those that raise their hand may not be the ones that get saved, but because you are faithful to have this day, those coming next time. Maybe it's next week. Maybe it's on Easter when they come back. What a great time. They're going to get saved. Somebody's going to get saved. You're going to keep adding to this church.
Yep.
I'd like to say daily, as should be saved. They did at the early church, but we're not the early church anymore. We are who we are today. And I think just from my point of view and Miss Audie's point of view, you're doing a great job.
Lord.
Keep up the good work. When it gets a little tough, remember this outline and put one foot in front of the other.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Keep going soul winning. Keep teaching your class.
Yes, sir.
Keep praying.
Amen.
Stay involved. Love each other.
Amen.
In spite of each other.
Amen.
And I promise you, you do that and love God with all your heart, soul, strength, and mind, I promise you, this church preacher is going to fill up. You've been too faithful, both of you, your family, and these with you, been too faithful for it not to fill up.
Yeah.
Now, be careful. We're living in those last days.
That's right.
I'm not trying to end on a negative note here, but we're living in the last days.
Right.
They'd rather go hear somebody never tell them about sin than they would hear somebody tell them that they're sinners that need to be saved by grace.
Right.
That's where we are.
Yep.
But there's a whole lot more out there that won't just what you got.
Yes.
If you'll stay after them in your neighborhoods,
Yes,
if you'll stay after them, invite them in, do special things, do children's ministries, whatever you can do to get them here, get daddy and mama here, get granny and granddad here, grandma and grandpa, whatever you want to call them, depends on whether you're from up north or down south,
yeah.
But get them in.
Amen.
You got saved, didn't you?
Amen.
You found a church home, didn't you?
Amen.
You young men in here, you young ladies, get on fire for God.
Amen. Yep.
They need you more now than ever before.
Amen.
Your preacher and his wife are not old people, but they're not young anymore either. They could use the youth.
Amen.
Some of these guys, I'm not getting on anything here, I'm done, but listen to me. Some of these guys are getting older. I mean, he's back here on a walker right now. Health issues, and he's in a bus, driving a bus.
Yes, he is.
I don't know why there isn't somebody, maybe he don't want to get off the bus, but that's what I'm talking about. Everybody working everywhere.
Yeah, amen, brother.
My gosh, it's so commendable to see a man like that.
Amen.
Or yourself. Not calling you old or anything, but... But he's up here and he's giving it what he's got. He loves God. He loves his church. He loves his preacher. You heard that today. And can I say to you, God go with you.
Amen.
Is our charge.
Amen.
Let's bow our heads. Every head bowed, every eye closed.